You are listening to a sermon by Catherine Cooper, recorded on Sunday, November 21st, 2021, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Thank you. This meditation, more scattered musings than a meditation, is different than those I've shared with you before. It's a bit more raw, a bit more personal, and certainly more vulnerable. A few weeks ago, we heard Laura Erickson speak on ashray, on flourishing, and I have been captured by the imagery she shared with us of a table in the desert. The wonderful grace that is set before us in hard times. Because recently I have been searching for that grace. In the text from Ezekiel, we heard one of the many passages in which God is described as a shepherd. A shepherd who will always go looking for lost sheep. Quote, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. Unquote. That table, Laura described, is not only set for us in the desert, but the shepherd will search for us in order to lead us back to it. But lost isn't always a place. Sometimes it's a feeling, a disconnection, an uncertainty, a hollowness. Each of us experience those days of dark clouds and thick darkness differently, and perhaps it appears in different formations throughout our lives. I have recently been experiencing a dark stretch that I am walking through, and I have been thinking about what it looks like when God lights a path for us, when the shepherd comes to lead us back home, back to a table of grace. Because we are not alone, even if it sometimes feels that way. This is where Laura's imagery of how we can see flourishing as a mosaic of breaths, of moments as we walk through challenging times has resonated so deeply with me, because I have been looking at my current journey, challenging though it may be, as marked by glimpses of wonder. Even when I have trouble reaching for hope, I can usually find something that makes me pause, take that breath, a moment of wonder. Psalm 95, which we heard today, is a song of praise. I would also consider it a song of wonder. The psalmist describes the creations of God. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountain are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. I know that many of us have found that there is grace and wonder in being outdoors, in taking the time to walk with no particular direction or in no particular hurry, to experience those wonders that God made and watch them change around us with the seasons. Even when we are lost, walking a path uncertain of where we are going, we can encounter unexpected beauty. And sometimes those truly surprising encounters can shape us in ways we don't expect. These wonders, these moments, these breaths can be spaces in which God the Shepherd finds us and holds a lamp to our feet. Another place that I have found pockets of wonder are through watching my niece and nephew. As Bob Hill, a Methodist pastor in Boston, phrased it in one of his recent sermons, I quote, "Listen to the most honest, least jaded voices, elementary age students," unquote. Children are always learning and expressing in ways that we often don't or can't as adults. As many of you have likely experienced with the small children in your lives, they see and they ask, and they wonder. They can express excitement in the simplest things. And I am absolutely thrilled that we will get to see that wonder anew as Yuna, our newest, youngest member, grows. So I am learning alongside my niece and nephew. They teach me how to look again and to try to put aside those tired, jaded lenses that I've been using to look at the world. With clear eyes, I might just see those unexpected wonders as I walk through the dark. One of my favorite quotes from Roald Dahl, which puts it much more eloquently and which I used in that piece that is currently in the bulletin, quote, "And above all, watch with glittering eyes the whole world around you, because the greatest secrets are always hidden in the most unlikely places. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it," unquote. If we close ourselves off in the dark, we won't see wonders. It sounds simple, but it isn't. Jesus implores us to become like children, humble as we approach the kingdom of God. This is actually in the same chapter of Matthew as the parable of the lost sheep, familiar imagery from the other passages we heard this morning. And as in many of Jesus's teachings, it sounds simple, but it isn't. I've noticed as I grow older that I have more blind spots and jagged edges that I sometimes have to work around or work through. Places where I've tripped in life that leave lasting impressions or scars that make hope seem just a little further away, make those jaded lenses a bit darker, make following a shepherd to a table on the journey a little harder. But it is those broken pieces and jagged edges that help us build our own mosaics. Mosaics of breaths, of wonder, if we take the time and effort to see how those pieces fit together. It takes practice, but it's worth it. Recently, I broke my yarn bowl. One of my favorite pieces that I'd made in the ceramic studio with a cutout spiral and deep blue-green glaze. I'd been carrying it around with me, and when I got home, found that the joint of the spiral had sheared off, making the bowl unusable. It was frustrating, to say the least, and I kept thinking about how to repair it, and how no matter what I did, that pot was never going to be the same. But it didn't need to be. As I've been working on with my niece and nephew, it's all right if what we make isn't perfect. What's important is that we try and we learn. So I tried something new and learned about a Japanese tradition called kintsugi, where broken ceramics are repaired with gold and lacquer, which highlights the break rather than hiding it, finding the beauty in those rough and broken edges. I was able to do something similar using epoxy and gold mica powder, creating something entirely new. Kintsugi is something I'm still practicing, breaking things intentionally now and taking a moment to breathe while I put them back together, finding the wonder and the beauty in building that mosaic of breaths. I am practicing being all right with the person I am and am becoming, jagged, chipped edges and all, as I walk through days of clouds and thick darkness. It's change and work, but we get to choose how we approach the journey. As always, I find inspiration in the lyrics of Carrie Newcomer. This is from The Clean Edge of Change. And who am I who makes this sound, who rode the shadow all the way down to the clean edge of change? In the clear space of knowing that there's as many names for dark as light, I'm choosing now mostly to speak the ones that get me through the night, but always with humility, with a worn out but grateful heart, having sang so recently. Full-throated in the dark, what happens next is nearly weightless. The opening where we stand breathless on the clean edge of change. First there is the folding in to gather light and dark to you. The journey down so far that it has nowhere else to go but through. Just because something is broken doesn't mean that it can't be beautiful when we put those pieces back together and build our mosaics. Even those cracks may still be visible, and it's not exactly the same. There's wonder in it, in the becoming and the coming home.